Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly firmer markets in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bond yields are lower following recent gains, with the US 10-year down 3 basis points at 4.39%. The dollar is little changed across the board. Oil is up. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are mostly weaker. There are no fresh market catalysts. The stronger US growth backdrop is still the overriding influence, as it was the catalyst for the big backup in bond yields, and it led to the hawkish repricing of the Fed pivot. The market is now pricing in just 60 basis points of rate cuts in 2024, reinforcing the policy divergence theme. Wednesday's US CPI data is in focus ahead of Thursday's ECB policy decision. The data will test the disinflation narrative, with the ECB to lay the groundwork for a June cut, with Eurozone activity still relatively weak, with inflation easing. Meanwhile, Bank of England Deputy Governor Breeden is talking up the need for a digital currency to maintain a grip on money and reduce the risk of a collapse in confidence. And there is some attention on an IMF warning against central banks leaving policy on hold for too long, saying that different economies have experienced different effects from higher rates. On the data front, there are no major releases of note in Europe today. British Retail Consortium retail numbers are pointing to signs of a recovery in the retail sector, with an early Easter resulting in the best month since August. In Asia, the New Zealand Quarterly Business Survey showed a marked deterioration in firms' business confidence and trading activity after the economy unexpectedly entered a recession late last year. And Australian consumer pessimism deepened amid rising concerns about the economic outlook as household balance sheets remain stressed by high interest rates. Due up on today's US economic calendar, NFIB Small Business Index, Redbook Index, and crude inventories. In corporate news, the information reported that Meta will be releasing small models of Llama 3 next week, with a big version of the large language model expected over the summer. And Bloomberg reported that creditors of WW International are finalizing details of a cooperation agreement, which would see them stick together in any potential negotiations. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Tuesday in a minor risk-on session, as technology stocks outperformed and optimism returned to China's markets following yesterday's directionless day. Benchmarks were led by Taiwan's TAIEX, which surged to a new record high as TSMC gained almost 5% on reports it would receive $6.6 billion in grants from the US government to expand a semiconductor factory. In regional news, China Premier Li Qiang held a symposium on Monday with economic experts and business leaders to solicit opinions on the current state of the economy. The consensus was that despite a complex external environment and lingering difficulties and challenges, the Chinese economy has continued to pick up with growing positive factors and bolstered market confidence. European equity markets are mostly lower in early trade. In European news, an April ECB bank lending survey showed a small net tightening in credit standards and a substantial decline in loan demand. And the IMF has warned the Bank of England, suggesting that the high proportion of UK homeowners on fixed-rate mortgages means the Bank of England should not keep rates high for too long. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.